What's up, everybody? Welcome to Her Game Network. It's been a minute. We've been busy, unfortunately. We're sorry.
Facts. We back.
We about to talk probably. We ain't going to try to talk y'all ear off, but we about to talk because we got a lot.
It's so much going on. So much to talk about. So much.
Let's start with UNLV.
Listen, you put me on them, right? So, and honestly, I ain't gonna lie, when you was like, yo, UNLV, I'm like, nah, me, they ain't. You know what I mean? Like, what you mean? No, they some dogs.
That's all I'm saying.
They is some dogs, like, from start to finish, like, they ball. No matter who they playing, in every game I watch, like, what? No, they go out there with their heart, like, every single time.
Like, these last pass, what, the last past three games, they came out. The first they played Fresno and blew them out the water.
Facts. Hey, listen, I had stopped, like, I'm like, all right. You know what I mean? Like, it's all right. Like, it's a dub.
I was like, notes. I don't even need to take notes no more. I was like,
What are we talking about here at this point? It's over. It's a blowout.
You know what?
I got to comment on something.
Yeah.
Women's college ball is insane to me, right? Reason why I say that is, they will be 50 ball in the team and still have the starting five in. Like, y'all got whole 50 points on the team. Why is the starting five still in? Like,
so with the Fresno game, that was my thing, because the starting five was still pretty much in the game. I'm like, coach, just take them out.
It's like, you know, let the people that never get a shine on get their shine.
I'm like, they don't need to be in. And I'm like, I mean, but the crazy thing about UNLV is the bench is crazy too.
Yeah, facts. No.
So that's why I was like, she should have just threw them in, and they would have probably went just as crazy.
Yep.
But that game, and then the game that stressed me out was the Wyoming game. See, that game stressed me out. And I had to tell them after that game was over, I went up to whoever I could go up to and told them not to do that again. But then they did it again with the game they just played today.
I didn't get a chance to watch that game. But when I went back, I always look at highlights of games.
Yeah.
I always look at, like, and my thing too is to go play by play. Like, the play by play on ESPN, it give you that breakdown. And I'm like, yo, why that shot selection? How, like, you know, especially when it's in crunch time, it's like, yo, you know, you got to put the ball in the hands of the person that's going to deliver. And it was just like, to me, I think, like, down the stretch, because I honestly don't think that game should have been close.
Both of these games, for real, we being honest, because I went up to him and I told him, like, dude, I said, one, don't ever scare me like that again. I told them, and they laughing at me. I'm like, no, I'm dead serious right now. Like, I'm like, y'all had me stressed, I mean, 'cause Wyoming, don't get me wrong, they're a really good defensive team. Like, they were on them. They was making it hard. They was making it hard. They wouldn't let them, you know, hit easy shots or anything like that. But overall, UNLV is a better team. So I'm just like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
And, they was joking, saying, yeah, we just had to put on the show. I said, no, don't.
Listen, for the old people, you hear us? Our hearts can't take it. Like, we need to get y'all got to get the job done. We can't be in the edge of our seats.
Yeah. But the game was good, though. Rachi, she had 22 points that game.
Facts.
And she ended up going down in the fourth quarter. So she sat out. So that was kind of like, now I'm really stressed, because I'm like, dude, you the one that's been balling this whole game. But of course, everybody stepping in, and Kier being Kier, like, mm-hmm. she she came through every
time. Like I feel like
that's, I would say that's your favorite.
Yeah. So I'm she gonna ball every time. Like I see no wrong. Like she ball every single time. Like every game.
I want to tell her. I'm gonna have to tell her when I see her next time. I'm trying to interview her and Alyssa, and I'll probably want to do Erica too. I want to do all the seniors at once if possible.
Right.
But I want to tell Kiara how smooth her game is. It's like so effortless. Yeah. It's like effortless. Like is yeah. She made it so easy. It's so smooth and it's super calculated.
Yep.
It's crazy. Like that game, I was like, I already saw it, but that the Wyoming game, it was like down to the wire and OT, and she was coming down, she was dribbling, and like you know the meme where the equations pop up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was her. Like that was like I saw her.
You could tell like she calculates and gets to her spot. She gets to where it needs to be. Like it, I love her game. So
yeah,
facts. But those equations that we're going through,
that be her.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, I was like, she. I'm saying she counted in like when she looked at the rim because she did a bank shot. She was going to lay up the backboard, and the way that she looked, it was like I don't know. She calculated the whole thing because she looked at it like, okay, if I'm going this way, boom, 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 I'm gonna lay up this way, and I'm going off the back. It's gonna go in. That's literally.
Yep, I love her game. You know that's my favorite. She be balling. That's my favorite for sure.
Well, heck, this game and then the game they just played today against San Diego State.
But see, you know what? I'm not even gonna lie. I kind of figured. So I'm a San Diego State the men's team. I'm a fan of them. So the women, I follow them too. So I knew it was gonna be a little bit like. One thing about women's college ball is, honestly, no matter what the record show, it be some dogs on each and every team.
Oh, I know.
It be some dogs on each and every team. So you can get that one day. Like Michigan State versus Michigan was on today.
Yeah.
That kind of hurt Michigan. Like, I'm like, okay, yeah. Michigan State came in that second half.
Yeah, I was watching the highlights to that.
like, I'm like, yo, did Michigan lead a starting five in the locker room? Because, like, yo, so because I expected that game to go neck and neck. I never expected like, you feel what I'm saying, almost a 30-point blowout.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, is this the same Michigan?
They had Michael's secret stuff. Headphone that came off.
Man, so listen.
The Monstars came and took
they came in and they took it and they, I don't know what happened. So saying all that to say it's like, yo. Any given night, these girls come out and they ball. So I definitely anticipated that game. Now I didn't think UNLV was gonna come up short, but
they got lucky.
Okay, so look, like I said, I looked at the play by play. You gotta look at them last plays.
Those I did, yeah.
Bad, questionable, and I don't know if that like if this. I don't know if that comes down. And a lot of times, like when games are close, a lot of people. Oh, is we good? We back? Okay. When games are close, a lot of people look at the coach selection plays. They look at, you know. So I don't know if coach was playing, calling them plays, or was they just going down but a lot of those plays at the end of that stretch, I don't know.
I think will play a factor. I want to go back and actually watch this game too. So that I think that's what I want to do because I was out and about while I was watching it too.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to watch this game again because I really got to watch the fourth quarter.
Right.
I watched the whole game, of course, but I didn't watch it how I got a chance, like how I would normally watch it.
Right. Exactly.
So, but the fourth quarter, and I know she's beating herself up right now, but Rachi, she missed the free throw.
Yep. Yep.
And she had in that fourth, it was two important free throws. Like she had got fouled the first time, she mm-hmm. made one, missed one, and then she got fouled again, made one, well, missed one, made one, and they end up getting the ball back.
But see, this is my thing. So you know, 38 seconds left. You up by two. Poor. Like
they got comfortable. They thought they had that game.
Right. So
they thought they had that game, so they let up on the defense when they shouldn't have let up on the defense.
But they fouled though. That's my thing. So this I don't know.
You talking about the end?
Yeah. So they up. Yeah. I think it was like 38 seconds left or whatever. 38 seconds left. They up by two. They foul. So, and you know, with women's basketball and college basketball, they don't do it how, like, if you don't have to be in a double bonus to go to the foul. You know what I mean? Yeah. You give them two shots, right? So that was my thing. Like, 38 seconds left, why are we fouling? Just play straight up D. But I always question referees, though, too. Like, some of them calls, you be like, it'd be like a mere type of pat, like a touch, like LSU game, for example.
I was blowing that whistle.
Every time I turned around, it was, I'm like, bro, what's going on? Like, especially, I think the last foul on, what was it? A foul. I think Shorty like went past her and she reached her hand.
Oh yeah. Wow. And they called, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what? Is that really a foul? But all I'm saying is like, okay, so they up to 38 seconds left. Foul. Right. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so foul. They go to the line. Now we tied. What happens?
Stress.
San Diego fouls. Now you go to the line. All you got to do is strike those free throws. What happened?
Yeah, she missed one, made one.
They get the ball. And that be my thing. You get the ball. Like how? And see, I think like in men's college basketball, you can't advance the ball. So.
Yeah, no.
Regardless. You call a time. You still got to go the full length of the floor.
Yeah.
Women's college basketball, you call a timeout. You have the opportunity to advance the ball. And I think that was the missed free throw and then the opportunity to advance the ball. But then it's like, what happened to the D? Did the D just fall off like that? Because, like, if I'm not mistaken, like, Shorty got she got to a spot. It was just like, yo,
yeah, because I know was it Meadow was holding her,
mm-hmm.
and she was holding defense, but it was like, I know we got this game in the bag type. That's yeah. how it was. Like they all yeah. that's how the defense was all around. Honestly, yeah. It was like, oh, it's 3 seconds left. Not thinking mm-hmm. like 3 seconds is a lot of time. You could do a mm-hmm. lot in 3 seconds.
It is, especially in basketball. Everybody like is 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Like all you need is 0.9th of a second, especially with advancing the ball, because all you need is a tip. Like so, yeah. They lagged off for sure.
They definitely. I was just like, so I'm gonna go back and watch this game. I think, that fourth quarter told me everything I needed to know. Why the game was as close as it was.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even like freaking Macy James. I was about to just say Macy, but it's two Macy's. But right. Macy James, she actually showed up.
Yeah.
She showed up. She had 13 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. But everybody had, this was a low scoring game for literally everybody.
No, I mean, it was like, I mean, total points was low scoring. What did, they ended up with like, well, 117 total. And I think the line started at like 141.
Yeah. Yep. 58 to 59 is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. McKenna only had 9. Alyssa only had 8. Rachi had 10. Kiara had 7. Aaliyah had 2. Metal had 9. And then Macy James had 13.
Yeah.
That and AB only had 8 rebounds.
Yeah, it seemed like it was more so of a, I don't know.
I want to watch the game now. Yeah. Over. I feel like they came in comfortable knowing that it was going to this game.
I feel like I got to rewatch a couple, because, you know, I was watching it, but at the same time, you know, it wasn't 100% tuned in. So, yeah, I got to tackle back in and see what's going on. Yeah. But no, I like I said, San Diego, that, you know, like I said, the men's team I've always vibed with. So, like, I started tuning in to the women's team, and they nice. They're nice.
Yeah. Yeah, they, 4 or 5 in a conference? Mm-hmm. Ain't bad.
Mm-hmm. Overall, I think they're like 15 and 7 or 15 and 6.
Something. Yeah. Yeah. They'd be all right. I was like, this loss will humble them.
you know, momentum going
through. Shake them up a little bit, because I be trying to shake them up when I'm there, like, you know, like, telling them, like, it's no way. I'm like, these y'all are way better than a lot of these teams. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Can't nobody guard y'all for real, if we be honest. And y'all play as a team. There's no reason. So I think this game shook them up a little bit, and I don't think they losing no more games after this.
Cause, I mean, you got to look at it, though. You got to look at the time frame, though. We going into the end of January.
March is round the corner.
March is round the corner. You hear me? So, round the
corner.
You know, it's critical. It's crunch time, for real. Like, a lot of these games, especially conference games. These conference games, they matter. You got to win them. Like, you know, those are the top, you know. We could blow out the non-conference, but those conferences matter.
Yeah, they'd be good. They play Nevada next on the 1st at 2 p.m. at home.
Nevada women, I don't know too much about the men. They some dogs, but I think Nevada women not that good, right?
That's honestly, it's crazy, but it's crazy to say this is one team that I honestly have never kept up with.
Yeah, like I never
kept up with it. They 9-12 overall, and they 4-4 in the conference.
Ooh. Okay, so like, you know, the conference, and that'd be the thing. I think I was just having this discussion with somebody too on the men's side. Like,
somebody they lose to. Go ahead, I'm listening.
See, okay, so if you, so I was like, I was just having this discussion, and if I'm not mistaken, they were playing UNLV, the men's, and I think Utah was playing UNLV, and they expected Utah to just dominate. And I'm like, no, like, even conference play, even overall, UNLV men's team are nice. Like, you gotta call the spade a spade. Like, they're really nice, and they, like, they went at them like, as I've watched Utah play, I've watched Nevada play. They're both two good teams, the men's exactly. They're, when they meet somebody as competitive as them, it slows down their momentum. So I feel like when they meet somebody on that same level, it takes them out, their ability to really perform and excel. Cause I mean, I think their record is like, I think Utah is like, what, 16-2? Or 16, something. They're nice, and in conference they're definitely balling. So they like, I can't understand how the heck UNLV. They like, I think UNLV at the time probably
the
like,
men's been balling. The last couple of games they've been balling.
You can't count them out. You cannot count them out. You cannot count them out at all. I think they just played New Mexico State today, if I'm not mistaken.
They did have a game today.
Yeah, I think New Mexico State put them in a blender, though. New Mexico State is nice, though. New Mexico State is nice, though. I can't lie. I like them. I feel like they're the underdogs this year. Like, they are, every time I look at them, they're underdogs. They come out and they ball. They ball.
Just put me in a game, coach.
That's it. Just pass you the ball. We getting buckets every time.
They lost by 2 points.
UNLV?
Yep.
Yep. New Mexico State, right?
New Mexico, yep.
No, they some
balls. But to be honest, they girls are actually, the women's team is actually pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good. I mean, they ain't better than the UNLV girls, but you know. They go like, man, they over there biased. I'm not biased. No. I am, but I'm not biased. Like, when they are not doing right, I'll say something. Just like this game today. And even with the Wyoming game, I said something to them.
Yeah.
So I speak.
Yeah. You definitely, I mean, even, like, when you love a team, you love a team. You're going to rock with them. But, you know, when they're not doing, when they're not performing, you got to say that too at the end of the day.
No, they're not losing no more after this, though.
I hope not.
Y'all better not. Y'all hear me?
please. No more.
I don't need the stress. I don't need
the stress be crazy.
I don't need it.
We can't be stressing over the games. We like when y'all coast through. When y'all getting them blowouts, 20, 30 point blowouts and stuff.
Yeah, that's it. Not no 1 point game stressing me out. And the crazy thing is, like, this game today, I was like them, I ain't even gonna lie. I'm like, 3 seconds left. I'm like, they gonna play defense. I said, they invested the ball right there. I said, they ain't gonna make the shot. Our defense is A1 since day one.
And then listen, if we watching that and then like trying to rewind, like, yo, did they really get that shot up? And
I was like, let me see that replay. I'm like, right, play that.
Did she really, did it come? Oh my, you be trying to, oh.
I'm like, play it back real quick. Let me see.
Do we count that? Do we count that basket? Like, bro. It'd be crazy.
Nah, I think this game, they just, off of the fourth quarter alone, like, because like I said, I was able to watch it, but not watch how I want to. It was just, they was comfortable.
Yeah.
And I think that was the problem.
Yeah. When you get comfortable, I think a lot of people do that, though. Like, you get comfortable with leagues not knowing that, like, mm-hmm. I think Tracy McGrady kind of put it on the floor when I think my boy scored, like, 12 points in like 8 seconds,
bro.
Like,
that's a lot of time on the clock too. You don't know what's gonna happen,
bro. And then you go through that foul game. You know, people gotta go to the line, make those free throws. You don't make those free throws.
Yeah.
Now it's really like it's really a game. So like, you can never let your foot off the gas, even though you want to. Because I be thinking that too. Like, I change the tune. Like. We up. It's 3 seconds left. Ain't nobody scoring. And you come back. What? They scored in three?
Salty.
What? What's going on?
Salty.
It'd be crazy.
That'd be all right. Yeah. But speaking of, we had brought up South Carolina and stuff like that. Speaking of that game. All right, y'all. So, of course, I had South Carolina winning.
I'm an LSU. LSU, put it on the map.
They good, but they ain't better than South Carolina. And I like LSU too. So
Okay, so right, we like let's. That was the game of the year. Everybody's anticipating that game. Everybody's ready for that game, right?
We they put on a show.
What from start to finish? Now I'm gonna say what I gotta say. Right?
Go ahead.
Sis, you know, listen. From start to finish, LSU could have won that game, and I gotta call a spade a spade. South Carolina offense. Oh. It wasn't now. I don't watch South Carolina dogs from teams. Dog them. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I've watched them. So we all know what it's about. We've seen 50-point blowouts. You feel what I'm saying? We've seen 40-point blowouts. South Carolina was running with them, right? But LSU was top tier, though. Like, every time, and you can even look back to when, yeah, in the first half. Okay, you can even look back to when Angel Reese was playing, right?
Oh, we're going back. We're going back.
Yeah. Take it back. LSU starts off with that momentum. LSU always starts off with that hard momentum. They can ball. South Carolina really... okay. All right.
Y'all should see the stress in her face right now.
Listen. South Carolina, they're top tier. There will never, I don't feel like will ever be, regardless of the records. Like we see UCLA,
yeah,
undefeated. Only women's team left to be undefeated because LSU just lost. But we all know why South Carolina lost to LSU. Like,
oh, wow. Why did they lose?
Who didn't play? Who didn't play, bro?
Oh, you think that?
Who did Dawn? Come on, bro. Come, like I'm not like, okay, so understand I'm not negating the top tier of UCLA. They have been dominant this year. And you got to call a spade a spade. They've been dominant. They've been putting it to the floor. Every opponent that they went up against, no matter the record, no matter the type of program that the school has.
Yeah. No, they was losing if she was playing. It is what it is.
That's all I'm saying. Like, and I feel, and I get, and I understand Dawn's perspective as a coach, right? She's one of the top coaches that we've ever seen in, I mean, okay, you got Geno, UConn, right? Ooh, cool.
Hey, whoa.
Cool. I mean, hey, man, listen, man. Okay. But now, who's better than Dawn? Who's better than Dawn Stanley? Who? You cannot name a coach because they rotate. Okay, you do got LSU. You got Kim Mulkey, right? Mm-hmm. She's top tier. Three with Baylor, one with LSU. Come on, man. But no, okay, so coming back to the fact that I feel like LSU would have definitely won that game, right? Right? I'm going to put it on the floor. I'm rocking with LSU. I feel like South Carolina, random. They're a running team. As you, we already talked about this. They're a running team. Yeah. They're running them out the gym. Honestly.
Had them gasping for air.
Gasping. And that's the problem. That's the only problem. Is not the talent. Because.
Oh.
I feel like. Okay. Tell me. Okay, Pow. What she do? What she do? Her. She coming every game balling. What she doing?
Balling. Yeah, she balling.
Was she dropping? Was she dropping? Come on, sis. Was she dropping though? Like, you know,
the shots, the rebounds, the shots. Pow Pow's shot selection was actually pretty. It wasn't bad. The shots that needed to go in went in. the passes that, for one, that pass that she did. Let's talk about the pass that she did. She hit channel her Chelsea Gray,
right?
Which was actually a dope pass,
right?
But who now? Who's stopping Chloe Kitts though? Let's be for real. Let's be for real.
Okay, but
nah.
Pause. Okay, look at this sis though. How much did she have against LSU? They limited her to only what, 7?
Yeah, 8? She has seven.
Seven. Sis.
She has seven.
Sis. Come on. Like, listen, the what uh-huh. Okay, so LSU was able to break down how they run their offense. Honestly, that first half really showed like, nah, B. That second half, they got in their momentum. Because even in the second half, they really wasn't delivering. It was LSU mistakes. It was LSU turnovers. Like, look at the turnover ratio for the second half for LSU. It was their turnovers. They were running them. LSU was
that third quarter, they definitely got ran 11-18.
LSU was not having great shot selection. Like, they were like, what?
They were tired.
They were tired because you
they were dude, tired. You know, tired.
You like Flauge wasn't balling the way she be balling, right?
You got 13 points.
Come on, but you know Flauge is a 20 points per game.
Hey, that means we stopped her.
You had Michaela. She was not dropping the way she beat. Listen, our shot selection, LSU shot selection was not on point. That's all I'm going to say. That second half, their shot selection was not on point. Because you got to know, had we had kept that same momentum, we would have beat South Carolina.
Hey, to be honest, just look at like at the stats and everything. Cause just from what, like, just watching the game, from you know, just looking at the game or everything, and now looking at the stats on both sides are very low.
Very low.
They are very low.
And you know it. Malaysia, she came in, she did her. She did her big one, but she had 8 points.
Come on. Yeah, she had 8 points.
Malaysia off the bench is an easy 15.
Well, heck, even look, Johnson & Johnson, that's what they calling themselves, Johnson & Johnson. Raven only had 5, and then Tessa only had 9.
Listen, what? Listen, Pow, she had no threes. She's a three-point shooter, bro. We literally annihilated
their offense. Guess what they need to do? They need to get in the gym and run.
They do. They got to run.
They need to get their stamina up.
She got to put them in the gym. They got to run. That's really what they got to do. They got to run because
you know what though? This is crazy because they're starting five. Three of their two. Out of the five are wearing double digit for points for LSU. But when you look at South Carolina, even though you only got two.
Exactly.
And one is not even a starter.
It's off the bench. Off the bench. And I know who you're talking about. Her name like Joyce or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
Joyce Edwards is nice.
I like Joyce Edwards. She's nice. And I really didn't even know too much about her. I think it's like probably like the game before or something like that. She had like But that's what I'm trying to get you to understand. Look how LSU had limited the starters, bro. You know what I'm saying? We wasn't playing our best ball. That's all I'm gonna say. So when we see them again, you know it's time.
I feel like anytime they play each other, Kim always gets outcoached.
Yeah.
Cause that comes down to it too.
Yeah.
The stats, the numbers. But it's like, what the coach doing too?
But okay, think about it though.
She did tell them to shoot, but they wasn't trying to tell Kim that they were tired to even come out the game.
Yeah, but okay. So LSU rotation, though, you got to think about it. And that's back to when Angel was even playing. LSU's rotation is not the best. Like, their bench players don't deliver at all. So I think in the perspective of Kim is like, I can't really take my starters out. Like, they can get a break during halftime, but
that's the problem.
But every other game they've ran teams, even in overtime. Oh my gosh, even in overtime, like what?
Let's say when they playing teams that's in a higher caliber.
So you saying? So you saying you ain't playing teams in a higher caliber because we beat Tennessee. We beat Tennessee. Come on now. We beat every team.
Well, to be fair, Tennessee is not their best right now.
Not what?
Tennessee is not their best right now.
You think so?
They haven't been playing Lady Balls basketball, my opinion.
We blew out North Carolina. They balling. North Carolina State, my fault. Let me put the state on there.
Yeah, come on, put the state on there.
Gotta put the state on there because it's too different, The men's North Carolina, yeah, but the women's North Carolina, absolutely not. No offense, but yeah. they're definitely not, but we've been balling. We've been taking down teams that, you feel what I'm saying, that we need to take down, we Vanderbilt, even though Vanderbilt's not ranked, they're still nice. They nice.
I mean, I play Stanford, NC State, Washington.
Yeah.
And everybody else, respectfully, forget Tennessee and Florida.
Right. Okay. Exactly. So we doing our thing. So if that's the case, we gotta look at. Okay, South Carolina play. I think South Carolina plays more ranked teams, but I think when they come to ranking on the women's side, I don't really like the ranking. Like, I think Oklahoma is probably ranked in the top 20. Oklahoma is really ranked in the top 20. Wow.
I like Oklahoma. I used to watch them. Who used to play for Oklahoma back in the day? It was a reason why I used to watch Oklahoma. I don't remember who used to play there.
South Carolina 40-balled Oklahoma. How are you 40-balling the top 20 ranked team? What? You already balled them. Like, what?
Because South Carolina is really like that for real. I think this game with them at LSU is... We just really got to see some good basketball with both teams,
yeah.
Like just going at each other with some of the best players, in college.
Facts.
So we really got to see like the defense. We got to see like players getting stopped. Like we got to see them like normal players who score 20,
right?
Not scoring that this game
at all. Like it really took a team effort for this win to be pulled off. It was nobody who was just over extravagant in that game. Honestly, nobody was really playing up to what they season stats showed.
Yeah. All right,
so pause. Give me right now, as we speak today, I don't want to think about nobody's future. I don't want to think about right. Top five teams today. We not talking about the future, and I wanted it order. Go in order. Top five, no matter the conference. Top five.
No matter the conference. All right. So South Carolina number one.
Okay. I can see that.
See, now you got me. UNLV number three.
Okay.
Give me a second for number two.
Okay.
But I got my girls at number three. The bias me wanted to put them at number one, but
Right. That's what I said. That's
that's just me being biased. You know who I like that's an underdog?
Who?
It's gonna be crazy. I like NC State and I like Iowa State.
I love NC State.
But I'm gonna put NC State at 5.
Okay.
I go LSU.
Where you taking LSU? You got 2 and you got 4 left.
I don't know if I want to put them at 4 or 2. I'll put them at 2 and then I'll put Tennessee at 4.
Okay, that's a good lineup. I like that.
I mean, because I take that back. No, I'm going to just keep it.
Okay.
I was going to put Notre Dame in there. That was pretty. That's hard.
Notre Dame.
I was going to put Notre Dame in there. Notre Dame. I like Notre Dame. You know who else I like, too? That's is crazy. I think it's because I like, what was her name? Harmony Turner at Harvard.
She's nice. Yeah.
Never watched Harvard play basketball a day ever until she got there.
Yeah. The men's, I've turned into the men's because I like.
Yeah, I watched the men's before.
Yeah, but never women's.
She nice. She the player to watch. Like, everybody talking about everybody else. I don't hear too much about her. I like her.
She nice, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right, who your 5?
My 5. Come on. Who you think top?
Well, I know you got LSU number 1.
Facts. Okay. LSU number 1. LSU number 1. Always number 1. USC. Come on.
I like USC too.
I'm a little disappointed that you didn't have USC.
You wanna know why? Because I feel like them and Notre Dame, like, to me, is like just a no-brainer. Even South Carolina, for me. Like, those 3 teams are, like, no-brainers.
Right.
But, like, for, like, just.
All over the, right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I feel like.
Because, Juju and Kiki?
Yeah.
That's it.
Facts. No, like,
don't get me wrong, that the team is nice for real, but that's for real, that's really it, respectfully.
Yeah, for sure. I'm LSU, USC, Maryland. I love Maryland.
I used to watch Maryland all the time because of Angel Country.
Yep. Maryland balling. I love them. Like, I feel like they were a team that was really like past few years, really like never considered. And they came in this year.
I like Maryland.
Did they big one. Maryland, of course, Notre Dame. I'm a rock. I'm a definitely take them. For sure. And I'm going to take UCLA.
All right. I need a do-over because I forgot all about my favorite team. I forgot all about UConn. UConn and Tennessee are, like, literally my 2 favorite schools. Like, that's been my 2 favorite schools my entire life.
UConn over that.
And I'm okay with that. I'm a Lady Vol / Husky.
Yeah, you can.
I think if I would have Tennessee would have been a school I would have went to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can definitely see that. Yeah. No, I love Tennessee. I love the Lady Vols. UConn, what? Look at UConn, okay, listen, bro.
What's the beef with everybody in UConn? I need to know. What's the beef? The amount of players that they produced or what?
No, facts. One thing I'm not gonna negate is the fact that they produce some of the greatest stars. You know what I'm saying? But UConn now, please.
I remember Donna a few years ago. She was like, or it was probably the players too. They was like, nobody is scared of UConn no more.
No,
everybody used to be scared to play them.
Play them like, oh, like we gotta play UConn.
Nobody is scared of them anymore.
What?
And it showed after South Carolina.
Look, everybody's scared to play South Carolina. Honestly.
Everybody's scared to play South Carolina now.
Them the new big dogs. But then again, now you got to look. Everybody's scared to play UCLA. Because UCLA, they coming in and they doing their big one. I feel like UCLA don't care who they play. Like, they come in and dominate. Even if it's not a blowout, they ball. Like, they literally like ball. So UConn now, go look at UConn record. Please go look.
I know.
Like, that's why their record is their record, bro. Like, what? You seen what happened now when USC played UConn. And they went up by like 21 and UConn came back. Now,
that was a good game.
It was definitely a good game, but I always look at it as like, it's for the views, bro. Because USC going up by 20 points and allowing them to come back.
That blew my mind. That game made no sense to me.
What? You're up by 20 plus. They're up by 20 plus. They're coasting. Now we in a fourth quarter and 6 minutes left. And y'all going back and forth, y'all neck and neck.
Yeah, that game made no sense. Because I was confused that game. I'm just like, how?
Yeah.
Like, did y'all just get comfortable or what?
I didn't get that at all. And I'm like, yo, what? Not now, no bucket is dropping. Like, I think USC went on like a drought for like 3 minutes and 14 seconds before they got up, like a shot from the field. I'm like, oh, what? It's crazy. But look at UConn record. Of course, they're the top team because they've always been the top team. They've always produced the best women's players. So, yeah, they're the top team. But look at their record, bro. Look at their record. Like, I mean, not even look at their record, but look who they're playing. Look who they're playing. What competition? Like, UConn is playing what? Villanova tomorrow? What? What? Like, you're playing Villanova.
Like, hey, you know what? I think what messed everything up was like the Big Ten and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like all that stuff it just messed everything up.
Yeah.
Because it's like, teams that's playing certain teams who would never play any of these teams.
Yeah. I don't like how they put like certain teams. Like, I didn't like that in the men's. Like I think because I was watching Wisconsin versus UCLA, I'm like, this is so odd. Why are they playing each other? Like, and this is a conference game. UCLA and Wisconsin was considered to be a conference game. I'm like, why is this a conference game? Like, they're on two different, like, what is, like, I don't like it. UConn played today. They played Creighton. My bad. They played Creighton today.
Yeah, I was just pulling it up.
It was like, I was watching Iowa versus, who did Iowa? It was Benz. I was watching Iowa play. Who did they play yesterday? Iowa played, was it Penn State? No, Penn State played today. I think it was Butler. I don't know who they played, but whoever they played, the commentators was like, yeah, UConn is playing Creighton, a game to watch. Why? Why is that a game to watch?
Because they 16-4. They 16-4. Hey.
That's not a game to watch. Like, but you know what?
I don't.
I feel like we got to understand, like, once March come, those conferences.
Everybody going to get exposed. The teams will get exposed.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. They're going to get exposed.
Yeah, teams will get exposed.
You're 19-2. Your two losses, one came to USC. And then I think they lost two in the very, very beginning, if I'm not mistaken. They lost real early on. Who did they lose to? I know they lost to USC. That was the only loss. Oh, they lost to Notre Dame too, I think. I think they lost to Notre Dame, right?
I think so. I was sitting here.
I know they lost to USC because I watched that game. But I think prior to them coming into that game against USC, I think they lost against Notre Dame. It was one of them.
That's right. Sidebar. I had said something about Maryland, and then I mentioned Angel McCautry, and I didn't mean to say Angel McCautry. I meant to say Marissa Coleman. I was sitting here thinking about that. I'm like, did I really just say? I'm like, they're gonna kill me in the comments. You don't know what you're talking about.
She never wrong people, man. They gonna eat you up.
Like, it was Marissa Coleman. That was one player. Her game was nice. She's been in WBA too long either.
Maryland for the past what? I ain't gonna lie, pray for the past Maryland. Tell me the last time Maryland was relevant.
I always watch Maryland no matter what.
But they're seed.
I know.
Seeding wise, they've never been. I think they're ranked now. They haven't been ranked probably for the past couple of years, right? If I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Maryland was ranked last year. Maryland was ranked 2023?
Yeah.
Yo, it's my gotta keep up with that. But no, I'm just saying, like, we getting crunch time. These college games getting crunch time. We got these college. Like I said, if you go look at UConn schedule for the rest of January, they play. Come on now, they play DePaul. What? DePaul? Okay. Blowout. Like, what are we doing here? They play Butler. Blowout. Tennessee. That potentially would be a good game. Providence, blowout. St. John, blowout. They finally play South Carolina on the 16th of February, right?
Yeah.
That's going to be a good game, but guess what's going to happen? South Carolina about to run through UConn.
All right, let me look at this. Because when was this? This is 2024. So, those Blue Jays... You know those Blue Jays that play UConn today. They play UNLV. Who you think won that game?
The Blue Jays play the Creighton play UNLV. Creighton won, didn't they?
They play March 23rd, 2024.
They blew them out.
They ain't blow them out, but
close game.
It was 73-87. Mm-hmm. And UNLV record was 30-3. And then their record was 26-5.
Ooh. Ooh, okay.
So they might actually be nice.
Okay. I'm gonna give you time.
I was like, let me go back and let me see something real quick. Cause I was like, I remember them playing us, and I couldn't, but I wasn't for sure.
Right, exactly. Okay. Yeah, okay. But I mean, that still don't kind of take away from the fact that, like, you know, I feel like UConn's schedule is has been a sweet schedule. Like, they play USC. That's about it. Notre Dame is nice. They tough. I feel like they've been tough for the past couple years. I mean, granted, like, I feel like since Enrique left, you know, they've been a little struggle, but they've been definitely like competitors. I think
they've been balling. They back at the city. I think somebody had and then we gotta go jump to Unrival or something. Right. Oh, college kicking it. But somebody said, would you rather have, was it Notre Dame backcourt or what the heck was it? I can't remember which team it was, but it was basically a guard and a big man. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I'd rather have that combo versus two guards.
Yeah.
I'm like, they backcourt is nice, but what is everybody else doing? Because all that load is on them. What if something happened to one of them, then right. What?
Right.
Yeah. So.
Nah. I feel like, I definitely feel like, I'm going to just say I agree. Yeah.
All right, we sitting here politicking about college. We could have made that whole episode about college for real.
Because it's so much going on.
It's so many teams, different divisions, like so many good players. All right, Unrivaled. How you feeling?
Man, listen, hyped. I love it. I love the court. I love the games. Listen, I love the speed. I love the ability to score. Like I love the Unrivaled. I feel like this is what women's basketball really needed. For real. Like,
I've been happy ever since. I ain't even gonna hold you. Man, like,
I'm tuning in. What
the content, like,
yes, oh my god,
the content from just not even just the teams, it's the players too.
Yep.
Like, we get like a whole AAU type of feel.
Facts. I love everything about Unrivaled. Like, I love it. There's nothing bad I can say about Unrivaled. Like, it's not like, well, you know, they should probably. No, I love it. The content, the way that they came out, the way that they announced the players, bro. Like, it gave us the ability to really guess before they let us know who's gonna be on, you know, Unrivaled. Yeah. Like, it's dope. I'm going to a game. I'm going on the 18th. I gotta see Angel Reese play, you know. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
You know, but I want to see, like, I want to see it in person. Like, it's just
that's gonna be so dope.
It is. Like,
it's super intimate.
Yeah,
that's what I like about it. I like that it's super intimate because I know me and one of my homeboys, we was talking, and he was like, he kind of didn't like that it was like that. He was like, did they really think that they wasn't gonna sell out or something? Like, what was they thinking? Mm-hmm. I was like, well, I kind of like the intimate thing. I was like, it's the same thing like what AU kind of did the same thing when they first started. It was like, it was more intimate.
Yeah.
I like it that way because then the players can talk to the fans talk to the players, take pictures. Like, it's, I like it that way.
I do too. I like it. And you know what's even more like crazy is like the way that they have like the seating, like you have the ability to sit behind the bench, like you're literally right
behind.
You might as well be on the staff, like that's how.
Hey, I can touch you. Hey, you
exactly. You know, I love that. 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 I love that they gave the ability for fans to be so close up and personal with them. I love it. Like, I love it all the way through. Like, I feel like one thing for certain, two things for sure, Unrivaled is going to evolve very, I think it's going to evolve in a very fast pace. And they're definitely going to branch out and get bigger. But I think this year gave people the real ability to see women's sport. Yeah. It go crazy. Like, we just see the whole thing with Enrique and the referee. Like,
I was come on, 414.
Right. Yeah. Like, it get crazy. It get as crazy as it is if it was, you know what I'm saying, a regular WNBA game. So,
yeah.
I love that. I love that for the fans. I'm hyped.
I would ask you this. What was your top five team in order?
All right. So,
like, before, like,
before what? Because
before they started. Before, okay. Like, you knew the team, like, you knew who was on what team and all that stuff. Like, who you had going?
Rose. Top one girl Angel on there.
Okay. So.
I'm always gonna rock with. I like Rose. I like Phantom, right? And I think, like, they're really underdogs, but the way that they showed out yesterday, well, who's the underdog? Brittany Griner was out there showing everybody, like, no, you really little dog out here. Like, I'm big dog. I'm still big dog. So I like Phantom. I love Mist, right? Yeah, I love Mist, right? So, okay, I'm going to order, though. So, I Rose, Phantom, Mist.
Yep.
I do like, I like the Owls. I like the Owls. But I'll pick Vinyl, and then I'll do the Owls.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I was on Jay and Dre pod, and we had did ours. I always flip between the two, but you forgot the Laces. You had the Laces last? That's crazy business. That is crazy business. You and Jay, y'all are nuts.
Yeah.
y'all need to be locked up, because what? That is crazy.
No, and, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, Laces be boiling. They be boiling.
That is crazy. So I switched between them and Rose. So I don't know, depending on how I feel that day, but okay. I go Lace, Rose, or Rose and Lace, then Phantom. And then I had the Owls and then Miss, then Vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now.
Nah, with everything popping off. Like, who only team who's still only undefeated? The Owls, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they just won.
They just won tonight. They blew like out, right? Okay. And then
put Phantom on a tushy.
Yeah, but Vinyl and Laces, they was 2-0. And then, of course, they just played yesterday. So, who won before that? What was the Laces won? So, now Vinyl.
Yeah.
And then Rose just won. So
Rose just won. Thank goodness. Because I was worried. I was concerned. I'm like, there's no possible way. I was like, they just got to get to know each other. They got to fill each other out a little bit. I said, because there's no possible way.
Nah, not with the
team is crazy.
Crazy, 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 crazy.
Kyle. And you got point guard.
Point guard. Like, what? Did you see that assist they had? My bad. My somebody was calling, so that's my fault. It comes to my
But I'd be doing the same thing and I'd be forgetting to turn it off.
Yeah. Let me tell you. I'm about to call you right back. But yeah, no. But you know what? You know, one thing that I've watched, and one thing I like about Dawn, which is why she said, Why did her name just slip my mind? Malaysia, right? Malaysia.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Because Dawn has said, like, go to the basket. You want to have a highlight of the year because you...
Yeah, she did say that, yeah.
She said, like, everybody not ready for that. So you got to know your teammates. You got to know who you're playing with and stuff like that. And I agree. So one thing about Chelsea is she's the point guard. Like,
hey, they getting to know. They figuring it out.
Right. So you got to... adjust to what she's giving, and at the same time, you got to understand that the players that she's playing with haven't always been able to get them type of assist and get them type of, you know what I mean? So, you know,
hey, Lexi, been catching them.
Lexi, who?
Lexi and Azaray, to me, they gonna come out with a lot of fans.
Yeah.
They gonna come out with a lot of fans. They've been balling.
They've been definitely putting in where they need to.
Yeah, Lexi, nice.
Yeah, I love the way she's been playing. I love the way Kate's been playing. Like I say,
baby Kate. Yeah,
we talked about it last time. I said she's gonna ball and watch when the season starts.
Oh, it's
cook. Let me
wait. What the kids saying? Barbecue chicken.
Barbecue chicken.
Barbecue chicken.
Nah, yeah, hey. She's gonna cook. She's been cooking. Yo, like, she just didn't have that stage to cook.
Yeah, she is. You know what's crazy? I saw somebody say on Threads, I bet the Aces regret getting rid of Kate. Everybody like, no.
No.
For one, Nat wanted her.
Facts.
Nat wanted her in Vegas. Nat is the reason why. So I'm taking my baby with me and we're going to go. We're going to have this joint custody. But I'm taking full custody at the moment.
Facts. No, for real. Like, yeah.
No. The Aces will be just fine. Like, they're not gonna regret a thing.
Nah.
They still had time to. They needed to develop her anyways. But yeah. Her leaving, this was literally the best thing that could ever happen for her. Like, her confidence has stepped up. Everything. Like, yeah. I'm happy.
And you can tell. I we talked about this on the last one. I said I'm so happy for this move for her. I love this move for her.
Yeah.
It's what she needs. She's going to be able to be a leader. She's going to be able to, you know, because she's going to have that leadership role. She's playing with the Aces, bro. Like, who does not want to play with the Aces? Who does not want to play aside Asia? Who don't want to play aside, you feel what I'm saying, Kelsey Plum? Who don't want to play aside the point guard? Like, you know what I mean? She has so many vets that are amazing mentors. She's going to take that the way that she's
a whole team.
She cooking it on rival. She's about to cook. Listen, watch when she meets CeCe. Ha ha! Pow! Buckets. Oh. Yo, we're going to have to do a live one when they play, yo.
I'm with that.
We're going to have to do a live one and watch the whole cook fest. Because I'm trying to tell you, I'm listening.
I'm with that. That's going to be lit.
Come back. They're going to be like, yo, she said she's going to cook. She's going to cook.
Yeah, I got faith. Everybody like, oh yeah, Kate did get the recognition that she should have got when she was in Iowa. I'm like, little do y'all know, for real, she did. She most definitely did. That's why they called her the glue.
Yeah, she was. She did. I feel like she did.
Yeah, no. If you would have to be an Iowa fan to know that she got that recognition, because literally she was the captain.
Yeah. Like, yeah, CeCe went on the field. I mean, you know, she went on.
I'm like, that's why CeCe got to do what she was able to do. She has such a good leader.
Yeah. No, this is my thing though. Like, I feel like Kay said, when she went to the WNBA draft, she wasn't expecting to get drafted, right? She went to there to support. She was hoping to get drafted. Like, who doesn't want to get drafted?
Yeah.
But she was going there to support CeCe. Everybody knew that CeCe was going number one. Everybody knew where she was going.
Yeah.
Right? So she's there to support her.
She got the best story.
Exactly.
And she got the best story.
Then it gets cooking.
I can't wait for the season to start up. What because like free agency and all that stuff.
Don't let's not talk about that.
Oh, we're gonna have to talk about it because it's a lot to talk about. One, the Aces is going into free agency. They in here, free agency started everything, and guess what? They don't even have a GM.
Yeah, now that's crazy.
Like, what y'all doing? I'll be your GM. I got it.
Yeah, go ahead. let's get it started for real. Like, let's get it started. Let's get some real GMs in the building. Because I feel like a lot of these franchises, bro, I don't know what they're doing. We're starting with Chicago Sky. Like, but we ain't going to talk about that. Like, that's crazy. It's crazy work. It's crazy work going on over there. I understand why Gabby was like, please. Please don't play with me.
My whole thing with that is y'all got rid of your whole... Pretty much, except for what, Dana? Am I missing somebody else that's still there? From that championship team.
So was whatchamacallit not on there? She was on there, right?
Diamond?
Yeah, she was on there, right? She was on that.
I can't remember. So long ago.
I know. No, she had to be. I feel like she was on
that. I feel like it too. Y'all, we know what we're talking about. It's just, you know.
I feel like she was on there.
I feel like that's the year that she was at Phoenix. No,
I feel like she was, or
was she out that year? See now.
Okay. You know what? I think she was out that year. I think
that's the year she was out and she had surgery and all that stuff. If I'm not mistaken,
definitely on there. But I think she was out that year, so that could have been it. But definitely had Kalia Copper. They had Lexi Brown. They had Candace Parker. They had Dan Evans. They had Stevens. But she was. I don't think she played that year. But she was on the team. Granted, hey, she was on the team. But listen, the Chicago stuff that's sensitive to my heart right now, bro. Like. I'm still battling with that every day to know that Kennedy Carter is not like what? My heart had to come together when I heard about Teaspoon. But now y'all telling me we don't have Kennedy Carter either. Who do we have? Who?
Camilla and Angel. That's it. Izzy got to step it up. Okay, so, all right, with free agency, right? Y'all not getting Jewel Lloyd, unfortunately.
Why?
Y'all not getting Jewel.
Okay.
Because Jewel says she don't want to come to Chicago.
See, and that's... It's the emotion. Let me bring it back.
She don't want to come to Chicago. She like don't want to come to Chicago.
Her front office has a bad taste. I feel like in so many players' minds, bro.
Yeah, and every player's talk.
Yeah,
it's no way y'all should have let go of your championship team. And it's rumored going around saying they trying to get Sloop back. I'm like, y'all shouldn't have let Sloop go in the first place. But all right, go off. And I'm like, that's going to be our point guard. And respectfully, Sloop is she's on my list of one of the guards, the top guards. Who's going to back Sloop? Sloop is getting up there in age, you know? How old is Sloot? Ain't Sloot like my age?
This is what I'm trying to figure out. Like, cool.
Sloot not coming back. If Sloot leave New York, I'll be shocked.
Okay, I think she's trying to show a little bit that she can still ball with, you know what I'm saying, playing an arrival, right?
Right.
I done heard the commentator say a couple times, like, you know, she's still showing y'all that she got that ball in her, right? We're putting a little bit of ones and twos, right? Come on, yo. Like, this is my thing. This is my thing. If we're going to do a rebuild, do a rebuild.
She's 35.
What are we, like, all right, bro. Like, no. Like, it's so much that I be, like, it's just frustrating to be a Chicago Sky fan at this moment right now, because, like, it's so indifferent in how you should feel about what the front office is doing, what players we have left, who's, like, what's going on. Like, to let go of Kenny Lee Carter really put me in a different type of space. Like, that was y'all top scorer. Y'all, she brought on so many additional fans, bro. Like, clutch time. Who, no guard. I don't even care. We're not even talking about Chicago. What guard can guard?
I was only, to be honest, I watched the Sky. Of course, I watched it when Kai and CP was there.
Right.
But then I kind of like, all right, I keep up with them, check, see what they're doing, whatever. Because, of course, whatever. But yeah. Once Kennedy started balling how she been balling, she got there. That's the only reason why I started back, like, actually watching this guy.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, what? Nobody in the WNBA has the speed that Kenny Carter does to get to the basket. To, like,
Enrique do. Yeah. The only two. Name another two that is as quick.
Yeah. So, but I'm not gonna lie, Kennedy
in a one-on-one.
Would cook.
You crazy.
Would cook.
What?
Would cook. This is my only thing though. This is my only thing. Kennedy doesn't have an outside shot. She don't.
I'm going Enrique all day.
Enrique got an outside. All Enrique got to do. Cool.
That's it.
It's cool though. Kennedy going to drive you to the basket every time. That's what I'm saying. If we talk about drive to the basket, if we talk about facilitating, if we talk about, because Kennedy got a mid-range. She don't got an outside. She don't got a 3-point shot. We all know that.
No, she don't.
When she got that 3-point shot, when we was playing that, everybody's like, you know,
she been cooking up some stuff overseas though. I bet.
Oh no, if we talk about overseas, what she is?
Nah, you're crazy.
She's a monster on overseas. Like, what?
I'm gonna start a war on Threads. I'm gonna have to ask now.
Nah, see, now you gotta have everybody on my top because I said Enrique.
No, you know what's crazy? Kennedy is up there. I think it's gonna be people going back and forth with that.
Off the ball, passing.
I'm going with Enrique.
Kennedy's gonna cook.
Oh man, you crazy.
To the basket. She's cooking.
That's crazy. Don't get me wrong, I like Kennedy too. I'm a guard, so
right.
I love a good guard. Kennedy got a lot of work to do still though.
Okay. If we down by three, I need a 3-point shot. I'm going
Enrique.
Every time. That's not even a question in my head. I'm going. But if we're down by one and we got 3 seconds left, who's going to make it to the basket? I'm going with Kennedy. We down by one. Okay. 3 seconds left.
All
right. Kennedy.
Okay. All right. No, I'm still going, Rika. I gotta stand 10 toes.
This is my thing. I feel like Enrique is going to take a jump shot. Jump shot. Kennedy's
she will shoot before she take it in. Exactly. You're right.
And Kennedy's gonna get that foul, or she's gonna get that bucket. She's going to get to the basket.
Kennedy is a menace.
She's a dog. She's a dog. He's a dog. Yeah.
So I, you think KP and Jewel go swap? They talk about a three team. And add in, I think they said the Sparks in there.
You think?
I'm okay with it. I came to terms with it, whether it's going to happen, whether it's not going to happen. I had to come to terms because one, I'm a KP fan. So I'm going wherever KP going, regardless. If she stay, cool. If she don't, cool. Whatever team you going, I'm there room for you.
Right.
So Jewel will be good. I had put on threads that people got to stop acting like Jewel is not her. Yeah, the season that she had this last past season wasn't her best season, but Jewel is really her.
It was her environment, though, too.
Yeah.
She
would mash well with the Aces.
She would mash well on Chicago. That's just wishful thinking.
She would mash well on Chicago. That's the killing part.
I feel like she would. Okay. But
she's
no.
She's not going there. She don't want to go there.
She's not going to go there. Right. I get it. Okay. Aces. See, I'm going to be biased because I'm like, nah, she's not going to match. Well, okay.
She will.
Okay, hold on. So we can't forget about Tiffany.
Because you got, they mashing really well. Jackie, yes. Chelsea, yes. Asia, yes. They mashing. If you think about her playing style, like it literally goes.
Yeah.
The only difference with her and KP playing style, KP is fast paced.
Yeah. She's not. She definitely, like, I think a lot of teams, though, when they play the Aces, they have to pick up the pace. Because the Aces play
they play fast paced game. Yeah. Yeah. Because they can be a running team, too, if they wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But now it's like it's fast paced. If I want to go fast paced, my go-to was always to go to KP for it to pick up the pace.
Yeah.
But now it's like
So
if I wanted to slow down the pace, I'm going with Jackie. Yeah. And then you got just Chelsea there facilitating it all regardless. Yeah. But right. Pace-wise, I'm going here. But now if KP do leave, I'm going tip for that fast pace.
Right.
Cause Tip is also,
yeah, she is. And I love her. I love her off the bench. Love her off the bench. She'd be balling. Did she not win six rounds? She won six.
Yeah, she did.
She's undeniable. She was coming in like I was like, whoa, okay. It's like just like off the bench. I'll just drop a cool 20 and 18 minutes. Like, don't worry about it.
Yeah. All right, I got it. Three more, and then we can go get off of free agency. Satu, you think? So she technically didn't say she was leaving, but she technically didn't say she was staying either.
Thanks. Honestly, though, where she at, I feel like it was a good fit, though.
I like her there.
I feel like she's a good fit there. I don't really see her on a different team. Like,
but people were saying New York.
Nah.
But then I'm like, who y'all swapping out for New York? And y'all taking y'all rookie out? I wouldn't do that.
That wouldn't even be like, I don't even think that'll be a sustainable trade. Like I don't even think that's a marketable trade, you know? Like,
and then they were saying Fever and Phoenix.
No, absolutely not Fever. No, Phoenix, maybe. I could potentially see Phoenix, but Fever.
Cause who at that point, is she going to Fever? You got Caitlin, you got Kelsey Mitchell. As your backcourt.
Kelsey leaving.
She ain't leaving.
Kelsey's. I feel like Kelsey's gonna
leave. You think she dipping?
I feel like she's gonna leave because this is how I look at it. Kelce has been on fever. She has like held fever now. But as soon as CeCe came in the game, it's all about CeCe. Even that month that she won Player of the Month, CeCe, she should have never won that. That should have been Kelce.
Didn't they court her? I think they did. I don't think she got, but I think she will stay. If she decides to leave, where you think she gonna go?
She's gonna go somewhere where she's valued, bro. Where she's going to be. You gotta look at Kelce as dominant from the 3-point line. She's dominant mid-range. She's dominant driving to the basket. She's dominant. She's a dominant player. But she's overshadowed by CeCe. Period.
She been there forever. That's the killer part.
That's my thing. And everybody looks at Fever success from CeCe this year.
And that's not it. Even it. Yeah.
Because if
even Aaliyah is getting
dimmed.
I don't like that either.
Yeah. And that's what I don't like. And I feel like I feel like the WNBA, since she has came into the league, has become so much about like politics. And when I say politics, of course, I don't mean Republican, Democrat, but I mean politics in the sense of like, she's here in the league. She did this for y'all. Y'all need to, you know, let it be known. But it's players that are balling. Kelce was dropping 30 points a game, 7 assists.
She was balling,
but got overlooked because who? That's her teammate. She needs to go, and I feel like she is gonna go.
They did court her.
Yeah,
they did. So they got. So do you see her at Seattle or the Aces?
Seattle, not the Aces.
I can't see her at the Aces either.
At that point,
she's coming off the bench, and I don't want her to come off the bench.
No. Seattle, yeah. Chicago, more so. Mm-hmm. But I feel like nobody's ever going to go to Chicago. Chicago's front office just has a bad rep.
I think with Ty Marsh being there, I think they trying to kind of change that because they like, oh, we got this good positive person coming from the Aces here. We're trying to change the story, the narrative.
The GM still sucks. Like if you still have a sucky GM, you have sucky everything.
Yeah.
Not really sucky everything, but it's from the top. Nobody likes a environment that they don't feel like they can thrive at. Nobody likes an environment where they feel like after 1 year, if they're not producing positive with a rookie team results, they're going to get let go of. Like nobody wants that. I think with any coaching job, like you look at that across the board, like, you know what I mean? So.
BG. Somebody said the Aces. A lot of people were saying the Aces. Agent need help, but I personally love BG. Love BG. BG is old, like me.
Yeah. She's real life old. But she was just cooking, though. She's cooking her rival, though. She was cooking.
Hey, she said, but see, that she was just letting y'all know, like, hey, yeah, I'm what? BG, what, 34 now? Yeah, I'm 30. Yeah. So. She like, hey, I still got it. I still got some left in the tank.
Yeah.
I could do this. I don't see her leaving Phoenix, and it's crazy to me. But so my theory is she waits to see what DT is going to do. Like, if DT really retiring, then she'd probably be like, all right, I probably dip and go elsewhere. If DT decides to stay, I think she will stay and ride it out one more year and give it a go. They ain't running no ring, but
championship, but I'll see. Not with the athleticism that's out there today, and then the athleticism that's coming into the WNBA. These young girls is balling.
Yeah, I can't. But that the only one that just threw me for a loop really is the whole Jewel and Kelce thing.
Yeah.
I think AT stand with Connecticut.
Yeah, where's she gonna go? Right? Like
everybody keeps saying the Aces because they crazy.
Everybody, it's clearly everybody going to the Aces at this point. But
that's because us Aces fans is delusional.
That's all delusion.
Just like this, just the Sky fans are up there too.
I'm very delusional.
Yeah.
No, I totally get it. Look, I nah, I don't like chemistry wise. Like, where else are you gonna go? One, your wife's on Connecticut. Like,
so she said they talked pretty much, and if they got a split, that's what it's going to be, because they doing what's best for them at that point, not right. What's best for each other. So she's like, hey, we got to do what we got to do at the end of the day. Yeah. It's our job. So
right. So yeah, ideally with your job, you definitely have to make moves that you don't want to make sometimes. But I don't see her nowhere else.
I don't either. But they were saying, because she on free agency too, and they were saying her going back to Phoenix.
For what though? She wouldn't be starting. Who's she gonna take?
I don't know, but she shouldn't have left Phoenix in the first place. That's kind of one, because I like Phoenix. And that's been one of my teams for a very long time, of course, because DT and BG. And that was one player I was like, why they get rid of her?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I know she's not trying to come off the bench. So why would she go to Phoenix? Because, like, I mean, you got to think about it. Like, if they keep the team that they have now, who spot is she gonna take? You know?
Yeah,
she's gonna have to come off the bench. Like, unless they give it an opportunity. Like, now everybody gonna rough it out to see who gonna have a starting position. You know?
Yeah,
but
make a fight it out. Fight.
Right, exactly. Exactly. That's what we're going to
do. I can't see her going back for real, though.
Me neither.
Because who? Yeah, I'm just like picturing their roster. I can't see them.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, I definitely can't either.
I mean, they could put, but she. They can make it work if they really wanted to.
It's gonna be odd. I don't know.
If BG leave, I could see her going.
That's the only thing. That's the only thing. If she leaves, she's done. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only way. Just like if DT do retire, I feel like this whole three trade thing that they got going on with Jewel, I think that's where she would go.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Jewel want to play for Aces.
Wow. She need to go somewhere that doesn't have her stardom. Come to Chicago. Like, bro, everybody's going to love you there. Huh. Oh.
All right. We got AU coming up too.
Facts.
I can't wait for AU. So yeah. That's, I think their first game is February 5th. All the players and stuff is, you know, head down there to start working out and all that stuff. So I can't wait for that.
Yeah, no, that's hype. What, Nashville this year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's hype. I can't wait. I love to, you know, watch, you know, see AU because, you know, it gives, like I said, women the opportunity to continuously shine. Like, you know, no matter what, you know, whether you're in the WNBA, whether you're not with the WNBA, whether you need, like, you know, just, you know, to get into it. You know, I love women. Yeah. I love AU. I'm anticipating it this year a little bit more, you know, than I have been the past couple of years. So, yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait, too. That's what I was saying, like, the whole – it's basically, to me, it's like you get an opportunity not to have to go overseas. One, two, you get the audition pretty much for a roster spot somewhere, either rather it's WBA or if it is for overseas, but you also get that opportunity just to play in general.
And that's what I love. My bad.
You over there fighting for your life.
But
we gotta go. Matter of fact, actually, because we've been chatting. That is crazy.
Literally, listen. I look, okay, it's one here. You know.
Oh, we are bugging. All right, y'all. Like, yeah, we tripping.
It's late, but listen, we definitely chopped it down. Listen, don't kill us in the comments. A couple comments have been said. Don't get on our top. Right. All I'm gonna say is Chicago gonna win the championship this year. LSU gonna take it for college.
Yo, she's sleepy.
We gotta wrap it up.
Wrap it up then. All right, for real, y'all. We signing off for real. Thank y'all for listening to this long episode. We appreciate y'all for sticking with us and our rambling. We appreciate y'all, and just tune in to the next episode. We'll see y'all.